Unit 8. Recording 8.
Okay, here are some things that I think would be useful if you're visiting the States, especially if you're coming here to do business. So, first of all, with names. When you first meet someone, it's considered good manners to use a title along with their surname, you know, like Mr. Smith or Ms. Jones and so on. But the funny thing is that, in fact, people will, in most cases, want to use first names, you know, be on a first name basis, like, hey, call me Bob, and all that. That might not be comfortable for you, but in fact, if you stick to a more formal Mr. Smith sort of thing, it's not going to be comfortable for them. I also think that once they know your name, you'll find people use it a lot, so they'll say it periodically in a conversation. If you're not used to it, it can seem strange at first. Now, with meeting people for the first time, it's pretty normal for people to shake hands, or at least guys do. Women usually do, certainly in business, but not always. On the whole, Americans tend to avoid greetings that involve hugging and other close physical contact, except with family members and friends. Having said that, don't be surprised if someone gives you a hug the first time you meet them, either as a hello or a goodbye. You sort of have to keep your eyes open and try to anticipate what they'll do. When people sit down, like in a meeting, people like to get comfortable, so people cross their legs with one ankle on the other knee. I know this is rude in some countries, but it's normal here. Oh, that reminds me, if you're chatting with someone in an office standing up, they might sit on a desk, which I know is a big no-no in places like Japan. Other gestures? Well, if an American wants to show agreement, they'll sometimes give the thumbs-up sign, or they'll make a circle out of their thumb and index finger. Don't be offended if in your culture this isn't polite. It just means A-OK in the States. Last of all, timing. Punctuality is very important for business occasions, and it's unacceptable to be late. And if you are late, it will be appreciated if you let your contact know if you're going to be late. It's the same for social occasions. You need to arrive on time. Of course, having said all this, it's important to remember that the United States is huge, and there's a lot of variety in what's acceptable in different places. Anyway, I hope this advice helps.